Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This week's episode of The Friend Zone is brought to you by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. With Talkspace, therapy is so easy, and it's just as easy as sending your therapist a message. No commute, no leaving the office, no squeezing in appointment time during your lunch hour, and no judgments. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/zone and use the code ZONE to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. Talkspace, therapy for how we live today. Welcome to The Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is The Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Look at New York, New York. Start spreading the news. We on stage today.
I ain't gonna do all that kicking shit.
New York City, what the fuck is up?
Hey, beautiful ones. Ooh, that's loud. Can y'all turn me down a
Ooh,
little bit?
Okay.
I know I speak softly, but not that loud.
Ooh, this hey. Light. There is a light that shines. Right in your goddamn face.
I can't believe we back doing this.
I know. First of all, happy three years, guys.
Yes. Wow.
And thank you to you guys for supporting us all these years. It's surreal that we are, it's 3 years. I remember when Asante took me to dinner and he was like, I have a proposition for you.
Looking at her all like puppy eye, like
yeah.
Friend, hey, you know.
He's like, let's start a podcast. I was like, absolutely not.
And then that was when you just smiled. You just like, no. And I was just like, okay, we'll consider it. Reconsider.
And then I forget what happened. You called me again, I think, with Dustin on the phone.
Yeah, he called in reinforcements.
Right.
That's right.
We had a deal to close, goddammit. We needed Fran. Can you imagine what the hell we going to do without Fran sitting up here? Can you imagine the show?
Seriously.
Exactly. She had to say yes. Shit.
It would have been great. You guys are so cute.
I just can't even imagine. What would life be if you didn't do this podcast?
You guys would just be smoking and laughing.
Yes. Yes.
But it would be
Some
great.
Of the episodes wouldn't even be talking. Like, it would literally just be...
All right.
See, it's...
But it's been awesome. It's been awesome. And thank you to all of you guys for listening and supporting your comments, your Twitter streets with Dustin. All the comments on SoundCloud.
Riding emails. Around and getting it in these Twitter streets. I see you.
All the emails and just all the support over the years. It's been super awesome watching all of our brands expand because of it. So thank you from our heart.
You know, speaking yes. of expanding, Fran and this long ass, awesome ass hair. I mean, I just needed a moment. Okay.
I can't touch it, but I can comment on it. Golly, your hair looks nice today, friend. I just golly, it looks good.
Isn't it cute, you guys?
Yes, it is, friend. Yes, like
seven
for real.
Hours, so y'all better say it's cute. Woo. I did this for y'all. Shout out to Susie. You guys have to check out Hair by Susie. Yes. She goes by African Creature online.
But this was Susie like the one on the Rugrats.
No.
Oh, okay. Susie like the one on the Gucci Mane song?
No. So you guys ready to jump into the show? You ready to jump into this week's show?
You know I'm not.
Oh, my name is Susie. Yeah, Gucci, thank God.
I love her.
Okay.
Oh, you know what?
It is Tati Susie.
For all time's sake, how about the guys do a freestyle?
Yeah! And are you going to... Exactly. So how are you going to... Exactly. Wow, friend. You sang for other cities and you won't sing for New York? Wow.
Your hometown. Around your hometown, Glory. You need to, you know... Sing, friend. That's exactly what she would be doing. Singing. Y'all heard it. Y'all done seen the video clips.
I mean, y'all don't have to rap. We could just go into the show.
Anyway, yeah. So, hey, friend.
No?
How you doing?
Okay. Yeah. How was your weekend?
The weekend was good. It was really good. It ain't started yet, but, you know, I believe after tonight it's going to speed up. So, I'm ready. Yeah.
What about yours?
I've been drinking.
What's in the cup?
Great idea.
Y'all both have liquor? What's going on? Wow.
This is like Dr. Heavenly's cup.
To those of you that snuck a little in.
Oh my God.
In case the peoples is watching. In case the peoples is watching, that's apple juice in that bottle.
Yeah, it's apple juice.
Friend, how was your weekend outside of you getting your hair done?
That was pretty much my whole weekend.
When I seen that
I'm
Instagram,
still in recovery.
You had all them people in your hair. I was like, damn, I know that.
No,
all...
you know what it was? Shout out to my sister, Kia.
Yes! Yeah, shout out to Kia.
Where's Kia? Keisha, where you at?
Heard the New York stop of her Team Typing Fast tour. I shouldn't say that, but I'm going to say that. Speak it into existence. Wherever you are, right? So I was supposed to be there, and they knew that. And I told them I had an event. So the girls were there, and I was like, hey, I want to jump on and help us get a move on this hair. And we tried, and I did not make it to Kia's event because they didn't finish till like 9 o'clock. But did any of you go? Did you guys get? Yes.
Yes.
Was it amazing? I know it was. I'm so sad I missed it. We love you, Kia.
Tons of black excellence in the room.
And I'm going to tell you something, okay? Flat out. Like the city girls say, period. I'm going to tell you something. If you're looking for a woman, fellas, and maybe some of you ladies, if you are looking for a woman, that's the place to be. It was a room full of like, everybody had a degree
yes.
and shit.
Yes. No, you know, for real.
Nobody's stockings had a run in them or nothing like that. I was like, oh, look at all this sophistication.
It was like the bad bitches committee. Like, for real, it was like a room full of beautiful, bomb-ass black women, educated-ass black women hosting it. And there was some bomb-ass food in there, too.
Yes, shout out to Jade.
Oh, my God, that food.
Jade of all Jades Catering. So that was dubbed
like
as a family
in
affair. You guys were there, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's right.
So let's jump into this week's show.
Oh, yeah.
So who listens to this podcast called The Read? Crystal, I don't know where you're hiding, but I know you're somewhere. Yes, Team Snitches. All right, so.
The Annie's Club, you and Crystal. Shout out to Insecurity in the building.
Oh. Yeah, hey, hey.
Burr, 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 burr. I love how y'all been putting the four horns whenever y'all tweet us.
Yeah.
So I was listening to the episode where Fury did the 20 questions. And I was like, you know what? It's a Saturday. It's our 3-year anniversary. Instead of getting all heavy, which we will because we have a therapist joining us for the second half of the show.
Oh, shit.
Because we want to make sure, shout out to Jarrell.
Cuss you out with a degree on the wall.
Yes.
Oh, your shit is fucked up. Now, if you come back next week, we start straightening this shit out. But that's the benefit of going all that schooling you did. That's what's up, Jarrell. I'm sorry. Go ahead, friend.
Just like, So we have Jarrell in the building today because we want to make sure the second half caters to your questions, your needs, free therapy. That's what we're here for. You can become his client if you're New York-based, and if you're not New York-based, he's also on Talkspace.
Hey,
so you get to get like a preview and meet an actual therapist. He joined us last year if you were here for last year's show, so he's amazing. But for the first half, we figured we'd have a little bit of fun. So the twist, instead of me just asking 20 questions to these guys, I told them to each come with 5, so I have no idea what they're going to ask. This one over here. So who wants to get started? So we're each going to ask 5 questions. It's going to be completely random, anything that they want to ask, and we have to answer.
Friend, I think you should start.
No.
Why not?
Fine.
It was your idea. You know, I feel like ladies first. Okay?
Fine. Let me think which one's good. Well, I'm actually going to steal one of Fury's. He asked Crystal, what is the worst lie an ex has ever told you? Like, just absolutely ridiculous. That to this day, you can't believe they had the utter gall. You told me to go first.
Damn it, I ain't never been scared of a fight. I ain't never ran from a fight. I'm gonna answer the question. Okay. That they missed something that they were supposed to be at because they had overdosed on drugs. They told me, of all people, they told me that shit. And I guess they thought I was trying to be like, oh, are you okay? Like, do you need, you know, aftercare services? You know what I'm saying? Any of that shit? There's a binder up there full of shit. I know when they've been using triage. But, you know, I just was like, oh, for real? Well, you finna want to use again. I'm finna trigger the shit out of you. But that did happen. Though. Can you believe that shit? And wait till I tell you who it was. You really gonna be... All your dreads,
like
they gonna
know.
Your twist gonna turn into braids once I tell you the name. Why?
Asante.
Not an ex, but... I remember there was this guy I was like talking to / dating.
So a lowercase x.
Very, very much that.
Now y'all know what it feels like in the studio. I wish we had cameras.
I'm so blessed that we do not. There was this guy I was, like, dating, and one time I went on a double date or a hangout with him and a friend, and the guy basically sent me this long text after, you know, we stopped talking and told me that he suffered from narcolepsy. And so for me, I was just kind of like, damn, you, like, learning this shit while you going out with me? Like, I don't believe your ass. Like, what the fuck? And, you know, later on I found out he actually did have narcolepsy.
Oh, okay.
But... there was no way I could have known whether he was telling the truth or not because I
feel
like...
Oh, so he did lie.
He did not lie in that instant, but he used it a couple of different times. And I was like, so you just gonna blame every situation on this narcolepsy that has currently developed. So like maybe one or two of the times it could have been true, but the like third and fourth time it wasn't true. And he was just like, oh, you know, I'm narcoleptic now. And I was like, no, I think you knew before this. And he did. So I was kind of right, but it was still like, why did you say that? It was very embarrassing. He fell asleep while he was eating a salad at a restaurant. And I honestly thought that he was drunk because we've been drinking. And this was...
I'm slipping.
Do you remember...
I got to go.
Do you remember...
This nigga went to lunch with DMX and shit.
Look,
oh my God.
Do you remember when we were outside of that brunch spot and I had to tell that dude he couldn't get in the cab with us? And
I sure do. That's who it was. Well, like Ludacris said, go to sleep, ho, because he got on my nerves that day. Well, I remember I was being outside like, if we don't live, fuck him. Like, let's go. I remember that. So whatever.
You gotta be careful.
May he rest in peace.
Oh, no. No. I was going to say, you got to be careful giving clues. Do you know in the episode where I was talking about the dude that uses the hashtags that y'all found him?
Who here saw the page? Did anybody here see the page? You seen it?
Oh my God.
Okay. So it was a fool, just like she said, wasn't it?
But I just don't understand how y'all do that. This girl was like, I know exactly who you're talking about. And then someone answered her and was like, bitch, me too. And they put his link and I was like, I'm not responding to these. It was him. All I said was he had hashtags. So be careful. All right. The worst lie.
Yes, friend. And that you could laugh at today.
Yes, today. So this is someone I was dating, and he said that he was going to be in LA. He was like, you know, I need some time to myself. I'm going to disconnect my phone. Right. Because he said he was going to do a digital detox. And I was like, I feel you. Those are important. I supported it. I was like, you should totally do that. How long are you going to do it? He was like, oh, man, for like, you know, just a weekend. So months later, after we broke up, he's like, yeah, remember that weekend where I told you it was a detox? He had actually turned off his phone because he was visiting a woman and they had a weekend together. And obviously, if I would have called, it would have ruined it. I know. Ain't that crazy? Well, yeah, because he felt guilty after he already had fun.
Do we need to write out friends?
You know who it is, too.
Do we really need to write out friends?
No. But I just couldn't believe that you would use a wellness segment against me.
First of all, I'm sorry I got to go there. First of all, the mister to your missus ain't going to be really doing the wellness segments no way. Like, he's not, what you mean you taking a digital detox? Nigga, what you talking about? Like, what is that? And why is that what you concentrating on? Like, what are you talking about? I would have immediately been disgusted. You know what I'm saying? And that make you lose interest because you need somebody a little tougher, a little bit more like, you need a little bit harder of a, I hate to use this expression at this time, but like a harder nut to crack. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that, you know, you really got to use your wellness tools on. So the fact that he was so easily susceptible to, you know, the school of thought, that's a red flag. You know what I'm saying? Like, might want no nigga just ready to be well and shit. Toughen up. This should be harder than that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm skeptical already. No disrespect.
No, it's fine. It was years ago.
Next time they detox and tell them to drop a pin before they go off the grid.
What's yours? Who has the next one?
Oh, okay. Well, I wouldn't mind. Okay, hold
on. Gosh.
Because, baby, I got an arsenal.
I'm scared of yours.
This is your topic, friend.
Okay. Should I do friend first or Asante first? Let me do one for friend. This is good.
Oh, we get custom questions.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Time was spent. Okay, hold on. Okay, so friend, my love.
Hi.
You looking at me, and trust me, I got you. I wouldn't do that to you. So, speaking of exes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you could record a song with your favorite of all the men that you dated, say they were musically inclined, right? What would the first line of the first verse be?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
No, you didn't.
Your favorite. And don't nobody know who you're talking about? Hell, I don't even know. So your favorite, just think about the good times. None of the bullshit.
So you're saying to create a verse?
Well, the first line? Well, if you were writing a song with that person, you were singing to them about the good stuff only. Skim the rest off the top. Right? Okay? And you just writing about the good times. Like, what would the first line of the first verse be? How would you open it up?
So much pressure. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in the music studio with five
it's your, it's your lyric. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to make sense. Missy Elliott said, y'all know that backwards part don't work it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So this shit ain't got to make sense. But it's your moment. So you can you can say whatever you want to say. You want a little help?
Yes.
Okay. So think about like one of the best dates you've ever been on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that high that you were on, right? However you got there. Okay? And just think about that moment, and if you had to describe how good that moment felt, how would you describe it?
Give me another question.
Okay. Okay, I mean, there's more. You know, I ain't having no one-trick pony now. That ain't no problem. That ain't no problem. That ain't no problem. Okay. Okay, this one is good, right? What is your biggest men's grooming pet peeve?
Wow.
Time was spent. Okay.
Maybe, y'all know I'm Dominican. And Dominican men like to shape their eyebrows. Like very arched, which it's cool, right? If you like that, yeah. That probably wasn't my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're the only one arching in that household.
You know, when I go to the Dominican barber, I have to say, don't touch my brows.
Right.
Because they just so used to, you know, doing each other's brows.
Yeah, it's
not
a thing.
Leave my brows. I'm good.
That's mine.
Okay, good. So we got to answer the friend. Give it up for friend, y'all. All right. Asante.
Oh, Lord.
All right. If you had to approach people that you are interested in, and I'm going to say people because I don't know what turn and twist your life going to take from here forth. So that could be anybody. Anybody?
Anybody?
Anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to
So Cash if you had off. To approach the people that you are going to be interested in a date from now on, what would, like you
oh,
had to, that was the
right.
rules, right?
I was telling them that I've been interested in thinking about dating couples.
So pick somebody out of the audience, okay?
Are we about to just like wilding out?
Pick somebody out the audience and run your best practice pickup line.
Oh my God.
I'm going to give y'all niggas a show tonight, goddammit. Also, lobbying the play to the audience, if any of you niggas, or some of you ladies, were ever interested in shooting at your shot at Asante, well, damn it, this is the time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so we're not going to do this seriously because...
Are you going to pick a couple?
If you want to do it, you better do it seriously.
You know what? I've not thought about how I'm going to hit on a couple. So, I don't know if there are any
Did
couples
Did you tell
tonight.
Them about your new thing with couples?
Okay, so shout out to my friend Dubs. We did an episode of Horrible Decisions together. And I was and Dubs, she dates couples. She always talks about, like, she dates men and women. And in my mind, I don't want to be with no niggas right now. So I also think to myself, like, if I wanted to have, like, serious fun and not get serious, what if I dated, like, a couple? I could just be that third to kind of slide in there, like, on drinking
kinda
night.
Kind of slide in there.
And then when it's time for, like, feelings and emotions and shit, I get to grab my shit and go. Like,
grab
right,
my
well,
shit and go.
I'm going to let y'all back into y'all relationship, and I'm going to be on now. I'm going to take my things. Bussy badass over there laughing. Are there any couples in the audience?
Ooh. Wow. Ooh. Spicy.
Right
Here we go, y'all.
Row.
Are y'all looking for a third? Are y'all raising each other's hands? Okay, y'all come down here.
Oh, my God. You really having them coming down? Oh, my God.
Look, you asked the question.
Oh
yeah,
God.
I'm going to get an answer. I'm with it now.
Question, nigga.
Okay.
You asked the question,
nigga. Let's go.
This was a terrible question, idea, nigga. Y'all.
Ooh, okay, and she got a couple.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she got on purple. He got on yellow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, okay, okay.
Nigga, you owe me some money. For period. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? I'm Dustin. This here friend.
What's up, y'all?
All right.
How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Good, good. What's your name?
Tonia.
Tonia. That's beautiful.
Can you give us a vibe with the lights?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Marquise.
Okay. Tonia and Marquise. So are y'all together or are y'all just friends that do things together? What's up?
They ain't together.
Yeah,
friends that do things together.
okay, y'all friends don't like to do things together. Well, I'm glad y'all came to the show tonight. Y'all are both looking very lovely, and you, sir, are very handsome. So I'm not sure what y'all are doing after the show, but I've been drinking, and... you know, I mean, you got the girls out, and, you know, you got the niggas out, so...
That's my nigga. Let's go. Let's go. Seal the deal, baby. Close the deal. Hey, there it is.
Just slide into my DMs after the show, all right? I'm going to check just for y'all. Oh, I retweeted y'all earlier? Okay. Yeah, so just hit me
y'all
back.
Y'all see how his voice is all soft?
All right, so just remember later, I just got my hair did, so don't touch that, all right? Still a little tender. All right.
Hey!
Forgive me for not having a topic.
Now I have some calls to ignore after the show.
I am so proud of you.
You know,
so proud of you.
I am a force. I'm a storm. The storm sometimes is quiet, but it's always fierce.
Look like it's going to be scattered showers.
Look. I love that his friend just gave him a dap upstairs when he got to his seat. I saw that. I could see you from here.
Woo! Now it's my turn. And my questions are all ridiculous. You're welcome. Last thing that made you cry. Friend, I want to hear Friend with some emotional, okay?
That Trayvon Martin documentary, real Ooh, shit. I hate to be real. A downer. I ain't no Debbie Downer, so I guess I'll be like a... Dustin Downer. Thank you. We're on the same page. Okay? That goddamn Trayvon Martin documentary, man. When they got to the end and they played them 911 tapes, I was like... It just came out, and I was like, damn, somebody got a tissue and shit. I thought, you know, I ain't want no snot. That is something I never want to be victim to, like a snotty nose. So, yeah, that's what it was for me, man. It's a horrible experience. But y'all should watch it. It's so educational. I should watch it. What about you, friend?
I cry a lot, though.
It can be anything. You don't got to be serious.
What's the last time? And she's all taking pictures. Give me a look. No. A candid.
Pose it. The hair.
Right. Last time I cried. You know what? So I told you guys that my grandmother has Alzheimer's. So I think just she goes in and out, obviously, of remembering who I am. And then the last time... she was talking to me about something that happened when I was like 5 or 6, you know, like she was back in a completely different time, but then she knew it was me. And the thing that she was talking about was just so personal, and just to see that she remembered, but just not on this timeline. I don't know. Do any of you have Alzheimer's in your... It's so...
My grandmother...
Like, dealing with it right now.
I was just in Chicago with my mom, and unfortunately, you know, it's been a while, so for me, it's kind of like numb that my grandmother doesn't even remember or recognize me anymore. It's just more so affects me how it affects my mom.
Right.
And so this last time I was home, like... was the first time in years I saw my mom kind of break down, and I had to hold it together. So literally, when I got back from Chicago, I remember being at home just crying, thinking about that. That was the last time I cried because of
so that.
So that
was your answer, please.
Yes, that was
you.
It.
Can Lord lift us up where we belong at this sad-ass question here? Lord.
Yeah, that's what inspired the aging conversation when I was asking about that last week. Because I'm like, those are things you got to think about. Look at you. I love your face. He's like...
All right,
so that was mine.
It's your turn for the question.
Oh, God. Okay. I didn't realize it was going to come back around so fast. Let me think of a good one. What was the last really sweet thing that anyone has done for you? Like, really sweet. That you would... It was completely unexpected and almost restored your faith in humanity. Almost. Because it's hard out here.
Repeat?
Thank you.
I'm just really trying to think. I'm sorry. I just need it one more time.
The sweetest thing that anyone's ever... It doesn't have to be romantic. Right. that anyone's ever done for you that was completely unexpected and restored your faith in humanity?
My friends do sweet things for me all the time. So
that ain't what she's talking about. She's talking about somebody you do it to.
I could not think. Look, she said it does not have to be romantic, so I cannot think.
She said that, but you know what they want to hear. She got that camera out.
And she is taking pictures that cannot snap whatever dirty story you want to tell anyway. Anyway, it's always been friendship. Like, I can't think of, like normally I'm the one that does sweet stuff for people, like, in relationship world. So, like, I haven't met anybody that's really, like, I don't know. But for my friends, like, the last thing that happened was Crystal ass out of nowhere took me to fucking Paris to see Beyonce.
I was going
to
say that.
Like, yeah. That was
that's right.
Fucking amazing on so many levels.
Crystal, like, said, in honor of Aretha, a rose is still a rose. You're going, I mean, to Paris.
For real, I mean, for real, like, friends like that don't come easy, so luckily I...
And the room was sick, that terrace.
Oh, my God. Her, first of all, Crystal's just one of those people, you know, she's really humble and she like an Annie, but like her taste in every other way is just like amazing. So like Paris is one of those cities you fall in love with. She had a beautiful ass room. She could speak the beautiful ass language. And it was amazing to watch her confidently just flourish in this other country. I'm sitting up here like getting in the cars like, bonjour. And they looking back at me like, yeah, American. And... Crystal ass having full conversations and shit. And I'm like, go off, black girl abroad.
Dustin.
Huh? No, I like personalization. You know what I'm saying? It's okay for a nigga want to feel special. You know? So, you know, recently, you know, I was going to hang out with somebody. And I arrived at the destination first. And so, because they were working. And so when I got there, there was like there were like handwritten instructions, you know, like on everything I needed to chill for the night. Like, the roll-ups are right here. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, there was like some Nike slides and like a pair of Jordan shorts and like a white tank top waiting on me, you know, with like a written note, because that's what they like to see me in. You know what I'm saying? So for me, you know, the personal touch is always optimal, and that is something that I felt like was really sweet. I felt like that was so, I was like, that is so sweet. Like, how you gonna do that shit? So yeah. What about you, friend?
There was a time where I was in like a super bad depression when I was younger, and my best friend surprised me and paid for my rent.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? I know. Shout out to Claude. He, yeah, I was home.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was home. And you know when you're in those funks where, like, the last thing you can think of is even showering or going to work. And he was like, take a month off from life and everything's paid for. I know, I have the best friend.
I gotta renew my other answer. This is the last time I cried, because that shit right there.
God bless that fresh start. That's a fresh start.
Yeah, so that was probably the sweetest thing ever. First of all, I was blessed that he could even do that, but the fact that that's what came to mind, you know, automatically he was like, how could I let her feel free this month? And that was probably the nicest thing anyone's ever done. Don't think that I could ever. Could you imagine?
She feel free.
All right, who has the next one?
Asante, I think, ain't it your turn? Shit.
Oh, okay. What's the last... Name a song that you have stuck in your head.
Name the last time. What? I know I ain't hear what I just thought of.
What's the last... And then I stopped, and then I repeated, and I said, name the last song you heard, or a song you can't get out of your head, rather.
Oh, okay. Right now, Ganja Burns, because I heard Ganja Burns by Nicki Minaj. Ganja Burns is the title of the song. And I heard Joe Budden sing
it. Oh my God, me too. I was just going to say that.
Joe Budden ain't shit, but that was hilarious. And so, this is ganja. It's stuck in my head, man. Every time I get high, it's a good song. That's the last song. That's what's stuck in my head. What about you?
Me?
You.
So, initially, it was that Move song.
Oh, God. That's Crystal's fault for
shout
making
out to
that
Doja.
It's Crystal's fault. It is Crystal's fault.
Sing it.
I'm going to do like a toned down acoustic version. With the poetry version.
Strips.
You remember when we sang my poetry on Tuesday? The poetry version of the Moo.
God, give me a noose.
The cow, Moo. Black and white and black and white. The milk they want us to drink. The burgers we eat. Moo! No, that song's been stuck in my head because of Crystal. And then that damn Mario song has been stuck in my head, too. In my
head. I wanna know your name, man. I wanna know if you got a man. I wanna know everything. I wanna know your number and if I can come over. I wanna know.
Shout out to Miss Milan. See why we got her, y'all?
Milan, darling.
Milan. Yeah.
That scared the shit out of me.
What about you, friend?
The Life's a Bitch record by...
Oh, yeah.
Right? The Radiant... What is it? Radiant Child? Radiant
Shirley Caesar.
The Radiant Children.
Life's a Bitch by Shirley Caesar. She looks... She got a Life's a Bitch facial expression, don't she? Shirley Caesar... She talk a lot of shit about, like, shit being worldly or whatever, but she looks like a rapper in the face.
Oh,
like, literally, her countenance, her posturing sometimes. I've even seen pictures of her old ass doing like this. Like, so she with the revolution, you know what I'm saying? She might as well make secular music. I'm sorry, but go ahead, friend.
That's it. That's my...
Dustin?
What? I answered. Oh, questions, huh? Questions that niggas asking. Let me open my tablet.
Q-T-N-A.
Okay, friend, if you could write my personal Twitter bio, what would it say?
Damn it, Dustin. There's literally nothing else I ever say to you on the show.
Look how genius that is. She's so smart, y'all. Asante.
Why can't that be my question, too?
Do you owe any of your exes an apology? And if you could issue an apology to an ex, if you don't owe one, but there's something in your spirit that you feel bad about, for any reason, what would your apology be? Because what y'all? 1, 2, 3. Time was spent. Thank you. Let's go.
Wow, I got the easy one.
From your heart.
So to answer your first question, I probably do owe some niggas apologies. I had some very petty exits.
I can think of a few.
Come on, I want a pinpoint. I don't want no blanket. None of these blanket statements. Give me a pinpoint. I want an instance.
I can give you ass.
Oh yeah.
Fran can. And I'm thinking, damn, you know what, friend? Thank you for being a real one. Because she, well, not an ex, but she would know people that I would probably owe apologies to that I would give to.
Okay,
them.
So what you got to say?
So
to
I would probably be like something along the lines of, I'm sorry I stopped fucking with you. You know, you just did some things that really pissed me off. And
well, why are you sorry? Sorry, I ain't sorry.
When I confronted you about the things that were pissing me off, you did not see those matters as pressing, so I pushed forward. I hope you have a beautiful life. And
oh, so it's one of them backhanded apologies. That ain't no apology.
I mean, I really can't think of.
I mean, I'm always on the side of the fuck shit. But what I'm saying is,
I know what you're saying.
That's what it is.
But
okay,
I can't
good.
Think of no niggas that I really owe like I think of niggas that have fucked me up, like have
that
put me through
question.
Some shit. I can't think of anybody that I feel like I put through some shit, or like I really am like, damn, like they probably act this way because I was doing this. Like I can't think of nobody.
Okay, so
on
he
that.
Got a 4.0. So, okay. Yeah. And straight A's. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Shit.
Then my questions, though, it's on y'all.
That's all the questions you got?
For y'all right now, that was my turn. Fuck you talking about? I did my due diligence. Who's next?
Wait, did you answer?
Yeah. No, I don't have to answer that, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I just asked y'all.
Why he asking us custom questions.
Right.
Custom Dustin.
Do I? Yup, I do. I owe somebody an apology. It was just one situation, y'all. This was some years ago. And I was wise beyond my years because I knew it was a good thing. But I still had other things going on. And, of course, they went through my phone and I left their apartment. And that was it. And so I just feel so bad about that. And I have apologized.
What did they find?
Like messages to other people saying the same shit I was saying to them.
Oh, my God.
You know, but in different contexts. I never have been a copy and paste type of, you know, dog. Oh, I've always, you know, like I said, I just told you all the personal touch. It makes it special. So it's always personalized bullshit. So, yeah, that's what they saw. And I really feel bad about that, like in my spirit and my soul. You know what I'm saying? But I got an opportunity to tell that to them and also Fondle. So, I mean, I still feel bad about it. So that's why I guess I still issue an apology. But we move past it. We're optimistic about the future.
He said, excuse me, in the front row. Whose question's next?
I think it's your turn.
Right, let's do a light one. Growing up, what was your favorite cereal?
Ooh.
Frosted Flakes.
Well, that was on my list.
Really? As a kid?
With sugar. Add a little sugar. Okay. Frosted Flakes, put that sprinkle of that sugar right on it. Same black rules that apply to sugar in Kool-Aid also apply to sugar in cereal, hot or cold.
That's so
gross.
Don't
get me started on oatmeal with brown and white sugar.
Okay, this is going to be a really long and fat answer. Mm-hmm. I used to eat tons of cereal when I was younger. Cereal was always on sale, so it was always a 2 for $5. I liked the variety. So I was somewhere in like the Cocoa Puff realm for a while. You know, when we were poor, you never could go wrong with the Honey Nut Oats, the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios are good.
I mean, they're a great, go-to just for health reasons or just bullshit reasons,
so
sale
good.
Reasons, like plenty of reasons. But I also like, sale reasons, okay. I also like me a good little Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There's just something about them. And Waffle Crisp. That was like a throwback. That didn't even really like pop like that. Then it came back sometime later.
What about oatmeal, nigga?
Now, we can talk about breakfast if that's what we
want
to do.
Let's talk about the first, most important meal of the day.
Because I can eat almost every breakfast food. Like, I love oatmeal. I love cream of wheat.
Yes,
I love grits.
Yes.
So, why does this excite y'all so much?
Because hot cereals are the unearthed gem of breakfast food items. So, malto meal, cream of wheat.
Oh, malto
meal. You know, for the old niggas, Ralston. You know what I'm saying? Oatmeal. And if you really, for you, you know, y'all done been to college and shit, steel cut oats when you get your oatmeal. Yeah, there you go. Then you don't feel bad about the butter and sugar add in. Also, you need to salt that water when you boil it. You need to put salt in that. If that's not your thing, make sure you use a salted butter.
Yes.
Oatmeal.
It matters watching it boil in that water, too.
Ugh, my favorite cereal was Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, like a little pet.
They be putting them in edibles all the time.
Yes, they do.
And Corn Pops.
Gotta have my pops.
Even though they get soggy hella fast.
I always thought that was for like fat. Never mind. I'm not even gonna say that. Okay. Corn Pops. That was for, you know who that was for.
All right, last question because we are going to move on to the next segment.
Okay. It's a light one. TV show you wish you were on growing up.
And it could be any TV show. It could be like a family show. It could be like a cartoon or some shit. It could be news. Whatever.
Wait, did I want to be the person or just be
you
in just want, it?
You wanted to be on it. Like maybe you was watching Family Matters or some shit and you wanted to be the replacement child for the one that went upstairs or you wanted to be one of Laura's friends or...
I wanted to be Taina. You remember Taina?
You know...
I would have been Taina.
Don't make me that's sing this theme song.
Sing it.
I know I can't wait to see my name in lights. No one's gonna stop me. You see, I will go far. Taina, Taina, say my name.
Oh my God.
Look, that was a time, okay? Taina, Cousin Skeeter. All of them songs.
And was it 702?
I did not know as a child that that was 702 song. I just knew 702 was in the video.
What is it?
And then somebody's like, oh yeah, that's D-Lo. And I'm like, damn, that is D-Lo. I didn't realize
that's crazy that they dropped that as a single later.
Yes. And it goes off either way.
Apparently it was a jam like that.
Who watched Taina? Oh, that's crazy. I thought I was probably too old. No, y'all be like, who? What other show?
What about you? What show would you have loved
okay,
to?
Okay, do it have to be a show or can it be a movie?
It could be a movie.
Oh, wait. And Ghost Rider.
Oh, Ghost Rider. Oh, friend.
Right? I know. I'm so good at this.
That was a great answer.
I ain't trying to take nobody's job,
but I would have wore that Jamal character out.
Yo, Jamal. And then his mama that worked for the post office. Yeah. Hmm. Or his was that his mom, his grandma?
His grandmother, remember?
The grandmama's the baby.
The grandmama was the baby. She had that cinnamon natural. It wasn't cinnamon, it was more like spiced cognac. That natural she had. Good.
Oh okay, God. So what movie then?
I would have loved to be in New Jack City. Part of like the, you know, the whole little thing, the operation, that would have been me. Would have been really close friends with Keisha. You know, yeah. And then I also would have loved to have been in Harlem Nights. Because that was just, it was so many great comedians in one movie and they was cussing and shit. It just, it had been perfect for me. But,
wait, you said movies?
Yeah.
I said
He said TV, but you know, I addendum.
Oh.
It's King Kong.
Why, what movie would you have been, friend?
I would have.
You know, friend got all the answers and shit, so what movie would you
been
have been
in Paid in Full.
Oh!
She real, y'all. I tried to tell y'all, niggas.
And
she
Belly.
Real.
And Belly. Ooh, friend, yes.
Don't wake friend up.
Under them lights.
Y'all better not wake friend up. Friend sleep. Remember, Keisha was asleep.
I was going to say, I just want to be Keisha just for that scene.
That with lighting. The,
yeah. Yeah, that would have been mine. I know y'all like
okay.
Hood.
I have a really ridiculous answer. Mm-hmm. I would have wanted to be on Smart Guy.
Yeah! I've never watched.
You never watched Smart Guy?
I don't even know what it's about. Who's on it?
Tia and Tamara's little brother. The one that looked just like Tamara.
What?
He do. Ain't that the Smart Guy?
Is it a cartoon?
No, it's a series. And he's
might
a
as well
Maori.
Be a cartoon.
So, you know, Tia and Tamara, they got a younger brother, Taj.
Yeah.
So Taj was the Smart Guy. And... He who was his daddy again? Was it Tim Allen?
It's a sitcom.
Not Tim Allen. That's a white man. Hey, that's a black man named Tim Allen. There were supporting characters. I wanted to be another young student and be his nemesis on a couple of episodes.
I've never heard of the show.
I cannot believe it. He's a smart guy. Smart guy. Smart guy. Okay, who remembers the song? Because there was like a girl singing. They were like, some, yes, T.J. Henderson. Something intelligent, a fine young gentleman. See?
Wait, could we stop for a second?
If you know, you know.
The fact the whole audience said, doo-doo, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Because that was the part in the song.
Okay, I'm going to look it up. I've literally never
Yo,
heard of
I'm going to make you watch Smart Guy on YouTube in the studio when we get there. I'm going to start pulling it up on YouTube.
Oh, God.
Smart Guy was the shit. Was the shit. Huh?
Destiny's Child was on it?
You remember back when celebrities used to make like guest appearances on shows and shit? Destiny's Child. Old school DC. Like.
Wow. I'm like, where was I? Okay.
All right.
That's it.
That was very fun. That was riveting.
Thanks again to Talkspace for their continued support of the Friendzone podcast. Talkspace is the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health, even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. Remember, therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts or digging into childhood memories. It's also about practical, everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person for you to talk to, who is trained to listen and help you make positive changes. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/zone and use the code ZONE to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's code ZONE and Talkspace.com/zone. Talkspace, therapy for how we live today.
I don't even know how many questions we got to, but now we're going to invite our friends who listens to Getting Grown.
Getting Grown!
Kia and Jade.
Hey, Jade. Hey, Kia.
Kia and Jade.
And we also have Jarrell.
Yeah.
And we got Jarrell joined by
questions. My favorite therapist. You guys are in for a treat. Sounds crazy. Thanks. So Kia and Jade will make sure that your questions are not long.
That's it. That's it. What up, y'all? Praise the Lord, niggas. Praise the Lord. Hey. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, niggas.
Y'all doing all right? So very quickly, we're going to cover the ground rules. Y'all know the rules, right? You are allowed to ask one question.
Question.
You are allowed to ask one question.
Question.
You are allowed to ask one question. How many questions are you allowed to ask? Thank you very much.
How many businesses are you allowed to plug? None.
There you go.
Okay.
The third question. The third question. I mean, the third rule. Forgive me. We need a minimum. You get about 30 seconds context. 30. 30 seconds context. We don't need all the backstory. Y'all clear? All right. And finally.
Finally.
I love y'all. That's it. Finally. We, like Berry Gordy told Michael Jackson a long time ago, you never relinquish the microphone.
Say that shit, kid.
So we're going to come around. You're going to raise your hand. We'll come to you. We will, you know, put the microphone to your mouth. Don't touch. You understand what I'm saying? Don't you reach for it. Don't act like you're going to take it out your hand. Don't. All right? God bless you. Y'all ready? Now see some hands. Let's see some hands. Who got
so you
questions?
Guys can start coming down towards the microphone. You guys always
Who
do this shy
questions?
Thing, and then before you know it, nobody wants
I'd
to meet.
I'd be scared to ask a question.
You got a question? And come on.
Just go up to the mic.
Just go up to the mic. You with the braids and the hoop earrings. Hey. Mm-hmm. Right here. Hey. Yeah, you. Get up, baby.
You guys, you don't have to raise your hands. You just go walk towards the mic.
Go ahead and get up, baby. Walk towards the mic.
Oh, y'all want to do the lineup. Okay.
There you go.
Yes, it's easier for us that way.
How y'all doing? Look at y'all moving around.
Everyone, let's welcome
Is that
Jarrell
a Coogee sweater?
From Talkspace.
Hey.
Jarrell. Where's Jarrell's microphone? Jarrell needs a microphone, Jarrell. Y'all.
In the meantime, I'll pass the mic. Pass the mic to the left.
So who has the first? Oh, let's see. Where should we start? Let's start on Jade's side.
All right. What's your name, love?
Hi, my name is Garen.
Hi. Can we get the lights down low? This is really bright. Thank you.
Run that shit, friend.
First of all, love you guys. Just amazing.
Love you.
Thank you. I have a question for Jarrell, actually. He's walking off.
Right? He's listening.
Okay, so, and maybe you guys have experience too. I recently started to try therapy, and I don't know what the first session is supposed to feel like. Like, how do you know if you're connecting to your therapist or if you should actually be looking for someone else? Because I honestly have no clue. So just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yes, yeah. Jarrell.
That's a really good question. It's really hard to find a good therapist, and I say that as a therapist, so I understand that. The thing I always tell people is that at the very basic level, you have to feel comfortable sitting across from this person for 45 minutes a week, theoretically. So if there's something that just doesn't feel right intuitively, then I think you should investigate that and see what that's about. If, you know, I think sometimes it takes a couple of sessions to feel someone out. And so I always say, I tell people that I meet with or who want to work with me is, if by the third session, like, you're not feeling it, it's not clicking, then we're not a match. So, like, let's talk about it. I'll make sure you have some alternatives to look at. But I think that intuitively you should feel comfortable enough, and although therapy is an uncomfortable process, but also just you can screen people based on what you need, right? And so if they say they can, you know, speak to, you know, Black mental health issues, and then you get in there and you're talking about living life as a Black person and they're not getting it, or they're saying stuff that's like tipping you off, run.
So. I'm curious what felt off to you in this first session?
It just felt like an awkward first date, which I guess maybe is what it's supposed to, but I just didn't feel like I was sitting across from someone who's on my side. It just more felt like it was just really formal, and maybe it should be. It's hard when you don't know what you're supposed to be looking for. So I guess I was thinking, should I give this person a second session, or should I just go with someone who, when I sit across from them, I feel, okay, this is it, right? Kind of like a friend or, you know. I mean, because that's how I feel with other relationships. I don't have to give it a second session, so I didn't know if it was the same thing for a therapy.
So I would add, the thing that you said that stood out to me was that you said, it doesn't feel like this person's on my side. That's a problem. The awkward first date thing is to be expected. So that is a feeling that you will go into, like, the first couple of sessions, like, oh, I don't know, do I talk now? Do you talk now? What's happening? Like, that happens. But the feeling on your side, you should know that right away.
And don't be afraid. I'm sorry. Go ahead, friend. No, go ahead. No, damn it, I'm away.
No, I was saying, I was telling her, hope that helps, but you want to add, please.
Well, it's just simple. You know, sometimes it's all it takes. Don't be afraid to, like, bring Altoids. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes maybe that's where maybe you need to pass an Altoid. And then, you know, y'all feel like y'all on the same level, same page, same mint. And then you can start the conversation.
Thank you.
Kia, let's see who you got for us.
What's up, sis? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Elsie.
Hey, Elsie.
Nice to meet you. Nice, I'm a huge fan of All Aloud Speakers. You getting grown, read. Friend zone.
Thank you.
Anytime. So, I'm in the process of moving out, which is difficult because, you know, loans. And my father is so intrusive, and he wants to move the furniture that is mine out of my room and change it with something else. And because he's so emotionally detached, it's really hard for me to approach him without it being such a fight. So do I just let it go and just make that as an incentive to get out completely as much as I can, money or not? Or is it, do I need to have an honest conversation with him? Because my fear is that it's just going to turn into this large argument, which will trigger me back to being 10. And I'm 30. I'm ready to just be done.
Let me make sure I understand. You're saying he's trying to kick you out?
It feels like that. But it's just a matter of a dresser. And he's very serious about this one particular dresser that's in storage. And he's attached to it. And he wants me to have it. And I don't want it because it's ugly and it smells and antique isn't my style. But not that I'm ungrateful about it, but it's just that he is pushing it. And it's, oh, it's going to be in your room. And it's like, can I get a say about whether or not? So it's like, should I just let it go? Or just... It sounds ridiculous, but it's because of the fact that I know what's coming afterward.
Then just like, listen.
God.
Treat it like an heirloom, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, family heirlooms are always hideous to look at, you know what I'm saying? Treat it like an heirloom. Let them put the damn dresser in the room. If all it takes is the goddamn dresser getting put in the room, then let them put the dresser in the room. You know what I'm saying? And then, after about a month, get your HGTV on, lay down a tarp, repurpose that motherfucker, change them knobs and handles.
I'm a fan
Everybody's
of that.
Everybody's happy.
I'm a right? fan of that. I'm a fan of that.
Now, if you let him put the dresser in, what happens next?
Like, right.
That's a great question.
See, so you ain't, because you were saying that, you know, you let him put the dresser in, something's going to happen, it means something else is coming.
Oh, no. What I mean is that if I let him put it in, and if I don't like, because the thing is that I have it set up the way I like. So it's like, if he comes in and just does what he wants to do, it's just kind of like.
So when are you planning on moving out?
Soon. Sooner than later. Not tomorrow, obviously, but like.
I guess this is why, am I the only one that's confused?
No.
Well, how soon is soon?
So he's trying
like, do you just mean soon, or you actually have like a 3-6 month plan, or you just mean
this
soon?
This is a room you're about to move out of.
I live in the house with my parents.
And you're leaving.
I'm in the process of leaving, but I haven't started. I'm in the process as in like I'm trying to get out, but I haven't gotten out yet because I don't have the money to get out.
And he's trying to put this dresser in the room you're in now, but you're going to leave it soon.
Yes.
So then let him put it. Yeah, that's what I'm like. So, I thought you meant he's trying to put it in your new crib. That's what I was like, hell no.
I'm sorry, Justin. I didn't mean for
it. I do have one question.
I got a question.
I have a honest question. Do you know what's up with the dresser? What is it about? Do you know why he's so attached to it?
It was his sister's, and his sister's passed, but it's been in the house for like years and years and years and years, and so it just wasn't my.
I don't know. I think that I like the whole repurpose situation if that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. I don't know. I think also, does it really matter to you? Like, if it doesn't really matter to you that it's in that room that you're leaving.
It's so much not about the dresser. I'm sorry. I know it sounds ridiculous. It's much more about the fact that he is just so insistent upon it being this dresser as opposed to, like, getting one that I would want. Just is, like, one that
he... So here's the big thing, though. It's your family's house.
Yeah.
So you cannot want this dresser all you want, but the main reason he's insisting is because it's his damn house. So
fair enough.
You know, until you gone, I mean, I would say just go ahead and take the damn dresser, and leave it in the corner, put the shit in the garage or something, leave it downstairs, like in the den, and be like, oh, I just, you know, ain't moved my boxes around yet. Like, let it come into the house and just make excuses so it don't end up in your room. But you in your family house, so like until you are like, all right, I'm leaving in 30 days, you can put that damn dresser in here in 30 days. I'm gonna pay you the rent for this 30 days so you don't bother me about it. But like, it's your mom and daddy, so you gonna have to give in, or he gonna keep asking about this dresser because it's gonna be in there when you're gone.
Fair enough.
You just want to say no about the dresser, don't you? You just want to tell him, you know what, damn it, the dresser stays.
Does it look ugly? Like, it looks
thank
bad.
You.
Just don't
you're
let
welcome.
It in the house. Just,
thank you so
come
much.
On.
Jade. Look at Jade's face.
Because I need a goddamn dresser, so I don't need to figure out how to cut and why. This went on way too long.
Low
okay,
key.
What's your name?
My name is Waridi. Hi.
Love Hi. You.
Hey. Hello.
Okay, my question is, I just moved here about 2 years ago from the Midwest, where I was for a decade of living there, and I was in a relationship for 5 years, and the person cheated, but we did try to make it open, but it was really messy. My problem is, my friends that we had mutual friends this whole time, and I feel like they knew. And I just came back from there a few weeks ago, and I'm really good at cutting people off, but I feel like I need to stop with that habit, so I don't know if I will be enabling, but I cut people off.
They're like, no, you don't.
And I've moved so much in my life that's the last decade of people I've had, so I'd be like literally from scratch.
Okay, I know what I want to say, but you didn't been to school. So,
go ahead.
I'm going to let you handle this, because I don't want to fuck nothing up. But I definitely
go
got
first.
A POV.
No, Dustin, you okay? go first.
Okay, well, damn it, look. You got to follow your gut, baby. And if you feel like they all knew the lie and they carried it on, why would you want to be around those people? It don't even make no sense. You got to, look. You got to laugh, right? Like, why would you be around people who would keep a lie going like that behind your back? You should feel no guilt, no shame, no attachment. Okay? Go ahead and cut them off. You said that's your specialty anyway. Slice and dice. That's all you got to do. I don't feel like there's a loss there.
I don't know.
They lied on you.
They
lied on you.
I'm a little torn because are they friends with your partner too?
Yeah, we all went to school together.
Okay, so here's my question.
But
But why is it their responsibility to tell you what your partner's doing?
Because that's what feel right. Literally, that's the only answer. Like, it just feel like the right thing.
I don't know. Okay. One of y'all was dating within our friend group, and one of you was cheating. How could I? I don't know. I feel like that's not my place.
You better not say shit if it's me.
And if you see Tristan in the street, you better tell my ass.
Okay, I want to add one part. The thing that killed the thing that I found out like 2 weeks ago is that when we had broke up like a month ago, he moved in with the girl. And he said that my closest friend knew. He said, and I don't know if he was being petty, but he was like, she knew the whole time. So I feel like because he...
Well, but we are talking about somebody who cheated on you. So he's not exactly telling you information for your own good. You know what I'm saying? So fuck what he said.
True.
But I also think you're mad at the wrong person, no?
I don't know. I think you have a right to be mad at all the people.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's my point. Okay. Here's my point. You're not done. You're carrying all of this. You're not done. So until you address it, you won't be done.
So you're saying she should fight the girl.
I say like...
Now, you the one saying she was carrying it?
Listen. I'm not advocating violence. But,
oh, okay.
But true story, I think you should let them have it. Let them have it. All these people who were supposed to be your friends, who probably knew that you would want to know if something like that was happening, right? Because they know you. Like, I think it would, not even for them, I think it's for your sake that you need to be able to let them have it and then move on.
That's it.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
I'm good at that.
And he didn't been to school.
And send us an update.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Video of the fight. World star! World star! Beat that bitch ass.
Who you got?
Hey,
my name is Jonas.
Hi.
I didn't know about this thing. I just happened to be walking through and saw this.
Oh,
well, that's
welcome.
A wonderful surprise.
Wow.
I'll come in.
That's thank amazing. You. Welcome to the press.
Hello.
So, I got a question about, recently I've been putting a lot more effort into making more meaningful friendships because you need that, you know? So, my question is, how do you develop trust in a relationship or in a friendship, specifically not romantic, a friendship? And if you have stories, that would help.
You're so soft-spoken.
That's right.
That's a lovely question.
That's a question right there.
That was a bomb question.
I think that any relationship needs two things. It needs time, and it needs shared intimacy. Right. So if you want to forge like more genuine and deeper connections with people, whether that be friends or otherwise, it's about what I call mutual periodic self-disclosure. So that means you're sharing a little bit about you. You see that they receive that and support it. Then they share a little bit about them. And then you raise the stakes a little bit. You say something a bit more personal. You see that they hold space for you. And they offer something else. And so it's about this ongoing process of just like sharing and supporting.
And offering something else.
If you want to.
Thank God we have Jarrell.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, who gonna dispute with that? The nigga didn't been to school. I'm trying to.
Too much school.
Hi, friends.
Hi.
Hey, boo.
My question is regarding black masculinity.
Come on with it. I'm ready.
So I'm currently in the process of creating a documentary surrounding black masculinity, and I would really like to ask you guys, how do you move through this world as a black man, and in your own words, and maybe how can we hold space for you?
We move through this world on beat. That's how we move through this.
Two
world.
We'd
be
and
like,
four.
We'd be like,
two and four.
That's how we speak to each other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it. It's just like anything else. What I'm going to do about being a black man? Not nothing, because it's here and it's here. So, like, there's nothing I can do about it. So I just got to pick it up, pull myself together every morning, walk out the goddamn door, and just be ready for whatever is going to face me. Because, unfortunately, that's the type of world we live in. You know what I'm saying? And so it's not easy, it's not right, but it's simply the way that it is. So that's why self-care is so important. You know, vacationing, you know what I'm saying? Enriching conversations with friends where you can learn something. Masturbation. There's so many different things that you can do to, you know, ensure that you stay grounded and centered at the root of who you are as a person. The root of who you are as a person.
I'm so sorry.
What you got to say, friend?
How's she going to use that?
I tried. That was game, baby.
You know, sometimes there is this messaging in America that's supposed to tell you, you know, being black sucks, or, you know, we've been through some shit and we got to do all this shit to raise up out of it or some bullshit. But I've always moved kind of arrogantly past that. Like, I've always been thankful that I'm black. I've always been amazed at how dope black people are. I'm from Atlanta, so I think about all of the awesome things in Atlanta. Like, that is the root of my blackness. You know, from grits and breakfast. Like these are black things. Like food. I can't even talk about the black experience in the culinary world. There's just so many reasons that I love being black. So for me, I can't be like a woe is me type black person. Or like, well, black people need to be doing better. Or like, we should welcome Omarosa back with open arms. Like, I can't be that type of thing.
Whoa.
No, I'm saying.
Whoa.
I can't be
steer this car back on the course.
What I said was, I can't be that type of nigga. Like, I have to be... I have to be the type of nigga that, like, really loves my experience, because there are so many reasons to be thankful for it. Black people, people are always like, oh, you know, you're so resilient. You know, you get white folks being like, oh, you speak so well. It's like, you ain't even really paying attention to what the fuck is going on here. Like, you worried about how I speak? My whole life is so well, bitch.
That's it.
While you're trying to take it all from me, I'm still out here thriving. Like...
Now, so, if he clap, then I know I can agree. Did you clap on that part? He clapped. It was an internal clap.
No, I do want to add... I do want to add that... So, I've talked about this with some people before. Like, I grew up as a sensitive black boy. And so, it obviously helped me to do what I do really well. I think that for black men in particular... I think we all have to make room for tenderness.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Try a little.
And so whether you're a sibling, a family member, a lover, a partner, whatever, I think we have to allow black men to be softer and have that not be an assault or be sus or whatever we want to call it. Right. Like, we got to move past that.
Because they are soft. And I'm going to tell you, I know some of them don't want you to know they're soft. I know they're soft.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Have y'all watched Random Acts of Flyness?
Yes.
Right?
HBO doing some things. Okay.
Someone really likes the show over here. I think they're touching on that conversation really well. Have you watched it? Oh, you have to watch it.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
We
need to debrief about
who hasn't watched it. Well, I won't spoil it. Ooh, it's okay. I won't spoil it then.
Oh.
But you guys have to watch it. It's on HBO. It comes out on Friday night, I believe, at around midnight.
That's exactly why I ain't seen it.
Exactly. I was like, nope.
But I love it. Just to give you guys a little teeny preview, there was a guy that he considered himself pretty fluid as far as like his gender and his performance, and he went on a date, or he met a girl at a museum, and, you know, he looked one way, and then when they went out on the date, he wore a dress. Because he felt like it. Oh. I'm sorry, her face, she went... He wore a dress, and I was so fascinated by the conversation.
What did the girl do?
Well, the girl was kind of like, okay, all right. You know, like, so this is what we're doing. And
so when she saw him, I mean at intake, like when he walked in.
Well, it was like a claymation animation, so we didn't actually see the date.
Okay, it's
a show, yeah. Okay. But he was reenacting the experience of watching her kind of be confused on whether she wanted to be a part of that dynamic. And it got me asking myself, like, would if I linked up... Remember Jade? I was like, Jade, would you...
What'd you say, Jade? What did you say?
Brandon asked me that question. That and was Jade, a private, and you... that was a private outing between two friends.
Jade, if you went out on a date with a nigga, right? But,
this is
but
not,
before
this
you
is
was
not
married,
my Q&A.
Okay? I just want to know what you're
saying. But Jade wears Tim's to date, so Jade. I don't know.
But what if he walked Tim's in everywhere. With a basketball wives dress on, right? Like a
like,
maxi
nigga, this
dress.
This is not what I signed up for.
But we had a really honest combo. And I was telling her, like, I think, I don't know, I wanted to think about that more. Because I'm like, what would you guys, ladies, what would you do? No? You
and,
what?
And some fellas, what
it
would you do?
It happened to you? Oh, can you come up here?
Why the hell you ain't get on the mic?
Come here, come on, Latasha.
One in line.
Come on, Latasha.
Yes, thank you.
Uh-oh.
Please, tell us.
Hey, tell the people your name.
Latasha.
And,
how you gonna act shy after you just said a nigga showed up in a dress on a date? You told us that. If you don't take that goddamn mic and tell us the rest of the story, so, how you gonna give us that much the
hey,
nigga
heard,
showed up in a dress
the
on a date?
Jackson quote. So,
I know, you got to, come on now.
You went out on a date with the nigga, right? And,
he was already my boyfriend. The skirts came on as we went along, and a rapper tried to make fun of him, and I defended him. I said, you wish you could look as good as my man does in a skirt.
Yeah!
Now, had the rapper not have done that, how was you really feeling? How was you really feeling about the nigga pulling out the skirts?
It was actually fine. I didn't care. His personality sucked is why I dumped him.
When you say skirts, though, you mean like a kilt or like a pencil skirt? Because I feel like this matters.
It matters. I'm going to tell
okay.
you. It matters.
Because a kilt, you know, you can put some Jodeci boots on. It might work out. But you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, you show up in a Hervé.
So Dustin.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so Dustin. One was a kilt, which is fly.
Yeah.
One was a black pleather with a silver zipper up the front.
With oh, so like
a
mini
short,
skirt. The
like
one Shanice was talking about. I'm going to put that new black mini.
But what I'm curious is, what did he say? Did he just one day just put it on and was just like, this is...
No, because I knew that he usually shops in like the women's section. And like I wasn't surprised that he wore like
no,
women's jewelry
you know.
Or women's jeans. He said the jeans fit better because he was very slim. So I wasn't surprised. And when I saw the skirts, I really didn't care.
Right, because he was still... Y'all
That's
was still,
so dope to me.
Y'all was still, so you know what I'm saying.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Yes,
thank you,
you,
Latasha.
But you guys, watch the show because I definitely want to do an episode about this because I was so fascinated and maybe I'll snitch on Jay.
Justin, watch...
I'm just kidding.
You have to watch past the second episode. I'm going to just tell you that.
Okay, thank
just
you. So that means there must be something in the second episode
well,
that's
no,
going to trigger me.
In the first episode it is. That's
what
I'm like, so
what
keep
is
watching.
It?
You remember that part in the first where they were doing the song? That song got kind of dark and weird. So
at the okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You should watch.
But no, but he don't do that. That's what I'm telling them. So maybe you should start on episode 2.
We'll do an episode about it, so you should watch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll
both of them.
Get really high, Dustin.
Talk
through.
Oh, okay, well, he's going to get high when he starts watching.
And I want you guys to think about
trust
that.
Trusting you, your medical opinion.
I got you. Don't worry.
Maybe it's because I'm getting older, but I'm not, I don't find things like weird. You know, like that wouldn't weird me out. I would want to have a convo about it.
But would you want to continue to date them?
If it feels right, what would a skirt? I think I would question why I'm bothered.
Yeah.
Like, I think
good
that's
question.
What I would question first. Like, I'd be like, what's annoying me about the fact that he came to this date with a dress?
What if it
What were my expectations?
I feel like a kilt or whatever the fuck, like, that style, cool. But, like, what if it continued, like, to the bedroom?
What
like, he was still into you 100%. Everything was cool with the motherfucker. Like, y'all got to the room. It was finna go down. You know, he came out in the camisole. You know what I'm saying? But
Kia...
Walking though, like walking,
but would the
y'all
listen.
Look at Mouse, y'all. Mouse's arms are crossed.
Would the cami matter?
I'm
asking a question. Would the cami matter if it was still good?
Oh,
well, in order for it to be good, the cami would have to matter or not matter.
Touche.
Let's save this for a show.
Kia.
Kia.
What's your name, sis?
How do we follow that up?
I don't know how to follow that up, but hello. So my name is Elisha. Most people call me Eli. And I have a question from a friend. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read it out.
Is the friend here?
The friend is not here.
Okay.
No. You're asking for a friend live.
I'm literally asking for a friend live. So I'm going to read out what I have. She wrote out the script for me. I have this friend, and she's in a loving relationship. But recently, her boyfriend has opened up to having some personal insecurities and have expressed having mental, issues. And he's not doing as well as he would like to do. He's had several moments of expressing his feelings and wanting help and has actively been seeking help from therapy and other mental wellness practices. And his girlfriend is very motherlike and very wellness savvy, so to say.
She told you to say that, or that's you?
Yeah, no, this is everything she told me to say.
It's in the script.
Yeah,
okay.
It's in the script.
She paraphrased the script.
So she's kind of been overwhelming him with her advice recently, and it's all out of concern. So she's been struggling to love him without overwhelming him. So how do you love/show someone support who's hurt by stuff that you've never done to them while maintaining a healthy relationship with them?
I knew that one was coming straight to me.
You should. Shit. You know, I can't answer that. All right,
we can't. That's why you're here.
You touching that friend.
That's not that. I know your hands are going to go in your pocket.
Huh.
I think a lot of people go through this. If I could give one piece of advice to your friend, would be to stop mothering him and pull back a little bit. And my advice would be to support her partner's efforts to access other support so that she can just be his partner. And so she can be there for him and process and, you know, that sort of thing, but she can't be his primary source of help because she's not qualified, frankly. And so if he needs more than that, then I think one of the lessons we have to learn is that sometimes the way that we support people is not what they need. And so sometimes taking a step back and just reinforcing the other resources is one of the best things that she could do.
And all I want to add to that, I think, I don't know, I'll confirm with you, but I feel like because I do have that type of personality where I'm drawn to people with problems. Very, yes. because of that, it's a dynamic that I keep recreating, you know, because I'm comfortable with it. I have boundary problems, enmeshment problems, you know what I mean? So I think they both have to be mindful of why they chose each other and kind of see, you know, does that make sense? Like, for me, I tend to pick a partner that does need me. And then I've spent so much time pouring into them, and then it becomes this whole thing of, oh, I only date people who have issues, you know, and it's just this circular hamster wheel. So I think, yeah. I don't know, I just think at this point, because I'm someone that's like that, I just have to not date someone that has problems they haven't worked through.
Yeah, I hear that. But I would also say that it might be a good idea for your friend to get extra support, too. About ways, so if she is this super nurturer, if she is someone who has that, learning to find those times to step back, that might be a hard thing for her. And so having someone to talk to about that would probably be helpful too.
Tell her to call Jarell on Talkspace. Thank you, hope that helped.
Yay, Jay, who you got?
Oh, we gotta wrap up, I got the text.
Damn, one more.
Who texts you?
You know who texts her.
We
one more. Go ahead.
Okay, we can do two more. Yeah, it's so early.
Hey, y'all. My name is Paisley. I'm going to try to keep this quick.
Hi.
No, you going to keep now.
So my family has a pretty long generational history of, you know, domestic abuse, sexual abuse, substance abuse, and things are kind of just swept under the rug and nobody talks about anything. So I have an older male relative who's recently started to confide in me about past childhood traumas and how substance abuse has kind of recently started to take into place. And I can't be more than just a listening ear. So I want to know how you would encourage someone, specifically a black man, middle age, to seek professional help as far as talking to someone and things like that.
Good question. Actually, as a part of that question, I would like to pose a question to the other two fellas up here.
Damn.
How? Yeah. Like, if imagine that you were in this scenario, like, what could someone say to you that would help make it easier, do you think?
I'm a mama's boy, so 9 times out of 10, I had already told her everything. That's why I'm trying to sit here and, like, put myself in this type of situation to see, like, what I would want to hear to make me feel better. But, I mean, I pretty much know that I'm fucked up, and it's just like, yeah, I'm going to do therapy one day, just not today. No. I mean, look, and not to be rude, but there are niggas that are way more fucked up than me, and they're not even thinking about that shit. So I just try to steer clear of everybody for the most part. I mean, not to dial back to the last question, but I had to, like, I feel like I'm just learning that, you know, what people need isn't necessarily what I'm trying to provide if it's support. Like, if I'm trying to be a supportive person, that it's like, okay, but you're supportive your way, not supportive that actually fits my need. And I have to be like, oh, this just means that this, you know, the battery goes in the other way. Cool. Like, I just have to figure that out. But to, like, be like, oh, I have all this shit that I haven't dealt with. I know somebody would probably look at me and be like, because I said I tell my mom everything, they probably look at me and be like, and you ain't tell your mama yet? So that would probably make me feel better. Because if I was dealing with some shit I was harboring, I'd have to be like, you know what? I do got to talk to my mama about this. And then that would make me feel better because I'm a mama's boy. I can't help it. She know everything.
I feel like that's so, like, that information is so sensitive. And the fact that it has been withheld and just now shared with you, it means that the person is being strategic about who they're sharing it with. You really only have one job on the other end of that conversation, and that's to listen. Ain't nothing you can do. I arrived at this position because I answered your question. When you said, like, what would make me feel better? Nothing. Because you, me telling you that, there's nothing you can say to me that could fix what happened. I'm just telling you that because I trust you and I can talk to you about it. And it's a cathartic process. Right, word?
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a cathartic process, you know what I'm saying, for me to, like, tell it and let it out. So that's really you are that vessel. You look so beautiful. And so you need to just look like that and stand there and just be like, damn, that's fucked up. Or whatever comes naturally, you know what I'm saying, when you get the information. Like, just be a listening ear. That's all you got
to
do.
You don't want to be that one that come to family reunions and seem like, oh, she just here to stir up mess. And you ain't stirring up mess. You just trying to get some justice.
Yeah, well, you ain't always got to do nothing. Like, sometimes it's cool to just listen.
Well, listening is doing something. I would argue that.
But sometimes you ain't got to do nothing but listen.
That's true. I appreciate you. I think two things I would say is continue to be that listening ear. Maybe refer him to something that you're thinking about that might be helpful, whether that's for substance abuse or whatever. But I also think it would be good to ask this person, like, what do you think you need? And let them tell you where they're at right now with all of this and what they're ready for. Because they might have been, as Dustin said, may just be ready to talk to you about it and are not yet ready to take that next step. And so if you push someone in that space, you're probably going to do a lot more harm than good. So just trying to, you know, put it out there, but not push.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
That's all the questions we can take. Sorry to those of you who are lined up. Email us.
Yes. As per usual, you can email us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. We do Asking for a Friend every week on the show. Some of you email my personal email. I don't know why. You'll DM me a question and be like, hey, friend, Asante and Dustin. I'll be like, you are DMing one person. What are you doing? So, yes, thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. Please and thank you.
And Jarrell and I have a project on the way.
Hey.
Yes.
A couple, actually, but one that we'll be talking about very soon. It's a collaboration that Hey Friend Hey and Talkspace and Jarrell are doing.
Hey!
So it'll be, put it this way, it'll be a whole month of free therapy for you guys. So I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
Details coming about that soon, right? It's going to be super good. Thank you to Talkspace. They're also sponsoring my wellness tour, so thank you for that.
Thank you to Talkspace.
Yeah. Yes. So much love to them for just always helping us out with every project that we do. And now, where is DJ Miss Milan?
Milan, darling.
So, you know that we have been ending the show with surprise performances, right? With artists that we've been talking about. Oh, she needs the mic. Wait, Jarrell, thank you so much. Everyone, put your hands together.
Y'all, give it up for Jarrell, goddammit.
Thank you so much for helping us out.
You sure you don't want no Hennessy?
Check, check.
Sure you don't want no Hennessy.
So now we're going to have our performance for you guys, and we hope you enjoy. Miss Milan, let them know who
check,
it is.
Check, 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 check. DJ Miss Milan, make some noise for the Friend Zone one time, y'all. Real quick, I need to know who's in the building, all right? I need to know. Anybody from out of town in the building, make some noise, make some noise. We got New Jersey in the building, make some noise. Where the Bronx at? Where the Bronx at? The BX? Where's Brooklyn at? Where's Brooklyn at? Oh, shit. All right. Well, you know, I go by the name of DJ Miss Milan, and I'm from Queens, all right? You heard? Oh, crrr, oh, crrr, oh, crrr. Can I get a year? Oh, shit. It's my honor, my pleasure to bring out my motherfucking sis, the one, the only, Naima Supreme. Hey,
bitter bitch bitch.
Shout out to Mouse Jones.
Shout out to Mouse Jones. Shout out to DJ Miss Milan. Thank you, y'all.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.